You're listening to SBS News.
The federal and New South Wales governments have announced a combined economic support package for individuals and businesses impacted by Greater Sydney's lockdown, totalling $5.1 billion, including more than $1 billion from the Commonwealth as part of a business and employee support program. The COVID-19 disaster payment will increase from week four of a lockdown to $600 if a person has lost 20 or more hours of work a week, or $375 if a person has lost between 8 and less than 20 hours. A new business support payment of up to $10,000 per week will also be available to companies with an annual turnover between $75,000 and $50 million, as long as they can demonstrate a 30% decline in turnover. To receive the payment, eligible businesses will need to maintain their current full-time, part-time and long-term casual staffing levels. Mr. Morrison says it's essential that state and federal governments work together to ease the impact of lockdown.
The pandemic continues to evolve. It continues to set its own rules. And what's incredibly important that as governments around the country, we must continue to work together to keep pace and where possible get ahead of those events wherever we possibly can. And Australia's record when it comes to saving lives and saving livelihoods speaks to the way that we've been able to do that together. And no more has that been the case than here in New South Wales.
It comes as a man in his 70s has become the second person to die during Sydney's coronavirus outbreak. New South Wales recorded another 89 locally acquired cases of the disease. The death of the man from Sydney's eastern suburbs comes after a woman in her 90s died on the weekend, taking the national tally to 912 since the pandemic began. The 89 cases were diagnosed from more than 49,000 tests in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Monday, taking the cluster which began in Bondi on June the 16th to 767. Some 27 were not in isolation for all or part of their infectious period. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's grateful people across Sydney have been following the restrictions.
And I again want to thank the vast majority of our citizens for doing the right thing. We are in this together. And in the next few days, we want to see those numbers go in the same direction. One day is not a trend. The numbers will keep bouncing around. We have to say that. But I do want everyone to know that our efforts will make a difference. Our efforts will allow us to leave the lockdown in a timely way.
Fairfield in Sydney's southwest remains a focal point of restrictions, with a new public health order announced aimed at identifying unknown cases. From Wednesday, people leaving or entering the Fairfield local government area for essential work will need to carry proof they've had a COVID test in the past 3 days. Meanwhile, those leaving Greater Sydney will need to carry evidence they've had a test in the past 7 days. Among the new cases is a construction worker who was working in Goulburn, about 200 kilometres from his home in Sydney, confirming fears the outbreak has reached the regions. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says it's a temporary but essential measure.
The first message is please don't go outside the Fairfield local government area. Even if you consider your work is essential, rethink that. But if it really is essential, then you must, if you're leaving, you must have a test every 3 days to be able to again present that evidence. Now, I signed that order this morning. It starts at 12:01 a.m. Obviously, the police will exercise the same respectful approach in the next few days to making sure that we don't cause people unnecessary problems.
Meanwhile, support service Lifeline says there's been an increase in the number of people calling the service for support. Chairman John Brogdon says the service has seen the spike since the start of the recent lockdown in Sydney, up from an average of 2,500 calls per day to over 3,100 a day. But he says the increase also shows people are choosing not to suffer in silence, but instead to reach out and talk to someone when they need to. Mr. Brogdon is urging people to reach out to those who may be isolated during the Greater Sydney lockdown and offer their support.
Please don't suffer in silence, whether it's calling Lifeline 24/7 or picking up the phone to a friend, or you doing your bit by picking up the phone to somebody who you know will have no one to talk to all day. this is how people can make a difference. For a lot of people, they live alone, they don't have a big network of friends or family, so what we're doing in that sense is enforced loneliness. So for those people, they need to keep a bit of exercise up, they need to keep their hand in, they need to make sure that they are still in touch with society as much as they possibly can be. And of course, we're getting people who are worried about losing their incomes, worried about their jobs being suspended, and worried about their businesses going broke.
And Victoria has recorded one new coronavirus case, and residents of a Melbourne apartment complex have been plunged into lockdown. The new case is a member of a family of four who live in the local government area of Hume and recently returned from New South Wales on red zone permits. Two of the family members were announced as positive coronavirus cases on Monday, but were included in Tuesday's daily COVID-19 figures. COVID-19 Commander Jerome Weimer says the family won't be penalised by authorities because they've largely done the right thing.
They've got tested when they need to get tested, and they've been fulsome in their information with our contact tracers in the conversations we had with them only yesterday. This is such a new case, and the exposure site we're talking about on Saturday in terms of the access to coal. So we're confident in what we're dealing with.
Meanwhile, more than 150 people at an apartment complex in Melbourne's northwest are in lockdown after a group of infectious removalists from New South Wales visited the site. And dozens of South Australians will be forced to isolate after potentially coming into contact with coronavirus-infected removalists who visited a regional service station. South Australia Health has identified the Shell service station in Tallam Bend, 97 kilometres southeast of Adelaide, as an exposure site. SA Premier Stephen Marshall says anyone who attended the station last Friday between 5:20 p.m. and 7 p.m. must isolate and get tested along with their close contacts.
There were, I think, 18 QR code check-ins at that same time, but we're also making it very clear that there may be some people who didn't check in, and so we're going through speaking to those 18 people. Were they with other people? Did they have children with them? Who else do we need to work with? And, of course, working with the proprietors at that service station.
Australia's expert vaccine body has upgraded its advice on the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for people aged under 60. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation says the Pfizer vaccine remains the preferred shot for people in that age bracket. But it says in a situation where there's an outbreak and constrained supply of Pfizer doses, then under 60s should reassess the benefits of being vaccinated with the AstraZeneca jab versus the risk of developing a rare side effect. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.